All right, welcome back to it on a Friday. You know, we've got a dump truck load of just ridiculously stupid things said all week. And so we're weeding our way through the dumbest thing I've heard all week. And look, everybody, joining me in the studio is Ivy. There she is.
Good morning.
There you go.
Nice to be with you, Steve.
Speak up and be proud. There you go, Ivy.
All right.
Good to have you here. Now, I know, obviously, you go through all of these sound bites. Because the way we work as a team, you know, I go find some things, you look at them, we kind of evaluate, and then you trim them down, then they get sent to New York and all over and everything else. So you're pretty familiar with hearing, you've heard a lot of dumb things this week is what
Almost
I'm getting at.
Most times as I'm like watching them, I'm going, what in the world? Am I? And commenting, you know, as I'm cutting the sound. So yes, it's interesting for sure. A lot of dumb things being said out there right now.
All right, so we've got it whittled down. We've got Joe Biden saying poor kids are every bit as talented as white kids. You found this morning, actually, in your cruising around. We've got a gentleman on MSNBC. I don't even know what his name is. I don't even care. Telling us that Donald Trump is giving subliminal messages to his white soldiers.
What?
Yes, we got the entirety of the Democratic Socialist Convention, which is mind blowing. We've got a guy demanding that white people free themselves from being white, and that the last contestant, number five, is that eight is a racist number. Jake has put together a nice little compilation for us of the five contestants for the dumbest thing I've heard all week. Roll it.
Are we going to do this again and again? And babies are going to have to grow up without mothers and fathers, uncles and aunts, friends, while we're trying to convince white folk to finally leave behind a history that will maybe, or embrace a history that might set them free from being white. Finally.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
And as Cynthia said, these people feel that they are the foot soldiers and executors of what the disenfranchisement that the white race is feeling. And Donald Trump is giving them subliminal orders in their head.
Quick point of privilege once again. Quick point of privilege once again. Hi, James Jackson, Sacramento DSA, he, him. I have already asked people to be mindful of the chatter of their comrades who are sensitive to sensory overload. And that goes double for the heckling and the hissing. It is also triggering to my anxiety. Like, so be comradely isn't just for, like, you know, let's keep things civil or whatever. It's so that people aren't going to get triggered and so that it doesn't affect their performance as a delegate, okay? Your need to express yourself is important, but your need to express yourself should not trump or over...
The letter H is the eighth letter of the alphabet. And to them, the numbers 8-8 together stand for Heil Hitler. So we're going to be raising the flag back up at dusk on 8-8.
All right. So there they are, Ivy. Here
so,
we are.
So five.
Yes.
Five total.
We got five contestants. Now, I'm gonna reach out to... all right, Alex, you got a vote here. One through five. Which one do you think is the dumbest thing you've heard all week? Alex is a no vote at this point. He's abstaining at the moment. All right. Eric, New York, what do you got? All right. So we got that. And let's see here. So for you, Ivy, we've got their votes coming in right now. As you look at this, what is the dumbest thing?
Oh, my gosh.
It's a tough pick.
It is very tough because, I mean, I would have to say the subliminal messages. I mean, that is just ridiculous. I mean, come on.
All right.
Number eight, and then Trump is trying to subliminally send messages to...
Into the heads of white supremacists everywhere. Yeah. Donald Trump is talking and sending secret messages into their heads. All right, I've got that at number two. All right, New York, what'd you say?
Hi, Stephen Ivey. I think for my vote, I'm going to have to go with Biden saying that poor people are just as talented as white people.
Poor kids are dumb. See, and I'm number one at the Democrat Socialist because I think it's the whole package right there. It's all there for you. What's Jake's vote? Let's get one more vote in here.
I'd have to agree with Eric on Biden saying that white people and poor people are just as smart.
All right. So here's what we're going to do then. The dumbest thing we've heard all week came from just yesterday at the Iowa State Fair. Go ahead. Play that clip real quick. Here's Joe Biden saying the dumbest thing I've heard all week. Go ahead.
And the other thing we should do is we should challenge these students. We should challenge students in these schools to have advanced placement programs in these schools. We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
They are?
Wealthy kids. Black kids. Asian kids. No, I really mean it, but think how we think about it.
Stumbles at the end, realizing that he's completely screwed that one up.
What have I said? I need my handler. Where's my handler?
Oh, no. It's like they have, you know, like a prong thing to spark him or electrocute him. Oh, my gosh. What did you just say, prod. Joel?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It is completely stupid. Yeah. But apparently he's not aware of the statistics that there are a lot of homeless and poor white children. Actually, children being some of the most poor population in this country.
More poor white kids in America. I mean, it's a matter of mathematics. More white children in America, therefore more poor white children in America. And you know what? They like to compete, too.
Maybe he was trying to get that, you know, white privilege thing in there. You know,
that's what he's doing. Yeah, I get it.
It's ridiculous.
Pandering. Mm-hmm. Pandering. By the way, Iowa is a state that's 95% white. It's just pandering at the worst level. But, you know, I guess I wanted to get the runner-up here. Can we get 30 seconds of the Democratic Socialist for the runner-up? Just 30 seconds before we get out of here for the day? Hit it. There you go. Socialists, the Democratic Socialists, give me 20 seconds. I mean, because they had it all there. Nah, we're not going to make it.
No, running out of time.
It's all right, New York. You got all worked up with voting. Anyhow, Ivy, thank you for being here as always. She'll be here for hour number three as well. Boy, you guys are going to miss that. We'll be right back on the Steve Huber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.